Arts Roundup is a short, sharp look at the what, why, and where of the Cape Town art scene, focusing on events and happenings in museums and galleries listed on the Arts, Craft, and Museums map in and around Cape Town that I have enjoyed and hope that you will too. I have with me the guest experience manager from Two Oceans Aquarium. Her name is Alicia Norkia. And it's a very special year this year for the aquarium. Let's start with that.
It is going to be a very special year for us. We will be celebrating our 30th birthday in November 2025. So our marketing team has a range of activities that they have planned throughout the year. So we're really looking forward to celebrating that.
So in advance, happy 30th birthday.
Thank you very much.
And now that you're still in your 29th year, I'm sure there are exciting things we can look forward to.
Absolutely. The holiday period is always a hive of activity for the aquarium. So we're open every day, which is the beauty of our magic and wonder, is that we're an all-weather, all-year destination. For the holiday period until this Sunday evening, we're actually open until 7 o'clock in the evening, as opposed to closing at 6. So Capetonians and visitors all around have an extra hour to just enjoy the aquarium.
Fantastic. And now I love the idea of getting an all-day ticket. So just explain that.
So our tickets are available on site at the aquarium, also available from our website, and it is an all-day ticket, which means you can come and go throughout the day on the day of your visit. And it's a wonderful way to experience the waterfront because you could pop into the aquarium, leave a little bit, explore within the waterfront, and come back later in the day.
And even do some of that trail to see the different places along the way.
Absolutely.
Yeah, or go for a lunch, coffee break, and all those sort of things, and still get there because you've got the day pass.
Indeed.
Now, one or two things that we can look forward to that you might have planned.
We have our After 3 special that's on every day, which means that from 3 o'clock in the afternoon, our visitors experience they can buy a ticket for 25% discount, which is a lovely way to also spend this very busy and expensive festive holiday. That coupled with our birthday ticket is just a lovely way to bring friends and family and have a free birthday ticket and have a 25% discount after 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
So if it's your birthday, you get a free ticket?
On the day and 6 days after.
Wow. Okay. That's something I didn't know about, and that's something to spread the words about. Okay. And any very specific things perhaps you've got planned? I know you have an educational program and outreach and all of that. So just a little bit more about, it's not just the visit, feeding times, things like that.
Definitely not just the visit. And that's the beauty of an aquarium ticket. It actually pays for so much more. So our education classes will obviously start up again once the schools go back. We see about 75,000 school children in a year. So we're looking forward to welcoming the school children back. For the duration of the holiday, our children's center is a buzz. There's puppet shows, there's arts and crafts. Our feeding times start from about 10 o'clock in the morning until late in the afternoon. The schedule's always available on the website. And like I said, the aquarium is just our magic and wonder lasts throughout the year. So it's a very busy period for us, but we are always looking forward to welcoming visitors to the aquarium.
Well, I'm just going to repeat that because I was a little taken aback. 75,000 young people come through the aquarium each year.
For our classroom lessons, yes. It's a phenomenal feat of ours. It's something that we're extremely proud of. Our lessons are all curriculum aligned. And we have a dedicated group that are there to welcome the little ones early in the morning from as small as early childhood development until high school children.
Well, I think it's remarkable because getting people across that door and going into a museum, it makes it just less intimidating in the future and becomes a welcoming space, not just to the aquarium, but to other places. And Cape Town abounds in good museums and good galleries and good spaces. So I think you're doing a great job.
Absolutely. Thank you.
So this is wishing you a very happy 30th year coming up in November. And we'll have to be talking about that soon.
It was great
to start our New Year Arts Roundup with the Two Oceans Aquarium speaking to Alicia Norkia. And let's hope we'll be speaking again very, very soon. To find out your way, obviously you pick up an Art, Craft, and Museums map or go to mapmyway.co.za. To know what's happening on the art scene in and around Cape Town, pick up a copy of the Arts, Craft, and Museums map or go to mapmyway.co.za for the digital version. And for daily postings about the vibrant art scene in and around Cape Town, rated number 3 in Time Out's World Cities for Culture.